You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone. And of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And what a delight it is to be on my new home, BBS Network. And so I want to thank everyone at BBS Radio Network having me move over. And to all of my listeners who have found me, thank you and welcome in. You can expect the same uplifting, inspirational messages each and every week. As you obviously hear, we're now on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. So I invite you to tell your friends and to find me. Now, for those who don't know who I am, I have a doctorate in metaphysical science. I do one-on-one spiritual transformational coaching, helping people to connect into their God selves. I also do energy healing. And this work was truly activated spontaneously through Source. And it's really dynamic and fascinating to be in the flow and to understand what all of that is about and how it works. And so I'm able to truly lay hands on and do energy work to remove blocks, to facilitate clearings of issues, deep-seated issues, whether they be from things learned from childhood or even past lives or off-planetary lives. The ability comes forth to clear these things so that we can then awaken and truly to our divine potential. So I invite you to visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. You can read all about me, all about the services that I offer. I also have a book coming out next month called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And truly, it is a journey of self-discovery. And for those who don't know me, I have been visited by benevolent beings since the time of 12. And so what they share with me, the lessons learned, and the expansion. And so I invite you to pick that up when it is available next month. And with that, my guest today is Canadian-born author Lisa LaChapelle. According to her, she is a creative pursuer of peace. And that's a wonderful thing to be pursuing, folks, peace. And it begins within. So it's going to be exciting to speak with her today. She is a spiritualist who is big on self-study. We'll be looking at her first book, Small Tales and Visits to Heaven. Now, it's a story of enlightenment, and you know we're all about that, right? Inspired by true life experiences. And it's interesting. Actually, when I spoke with Lisa, we had some similar experiences, and it's funny how that happens. And so we're going to really get deep into those things. Small Tales tells the story as a plot weaves through it. Angels and heaven help with the mystery of life and signs of human nature. Then there's even drama and humor help the meaning shine. These books, and she has three books out, I do believe, she'll correct me if I'm wrong, these books will appeal to anyone, including non-spiritualists, youth to adult. And so it's really important that we understand, just because we put the title on it, spiritualist, we're all spiritual beings, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not. We are spiritual beings having this physical experience. And so it really is up to us, right, to begin to dig deep into what that means for us. And so if you have any questions, I invite you to call in. The number is 530-327-7602. Now, with that, I think I'm going to bring my guest on. Hello, Lisa. How are you? Welcome in.
Thank you, Edwidge. I'm very happy to be on the show today.
Thank you. We're going to have fun. So we have an hour or so, and we're just going to take our time and really get deep into some issues that, you know, this awakening is such an interesting thing. And, you know, you had your experience that we're going to be sharing, and I've had my experience. But there's so many people out there who, one, may not be having those experiences just yet, or certainly not in the way that we had ours, and don't even know what we're talking about, but they're really, you know, beginning to question, what is this thing called life? What is this thing everyone's talking about, awakening, ascension? And so hopefully today we will clarify some things and help them to find answers to some of those questions. So first of all, just tell the audience a little bit about who you are.
Okay, I am a spiritualist and a writer. I'm also a seer. I try to impart spiritual teaching through my writing. Mm-hmm. I'm also interested in healing. I live a simple life. I devote much of my time to prayer. In the past, I've worked as a career counselor and did some special needs counseling, and now I mostly write and do artwork. And I do have 3 books published, and a fourth mm-hmm. one is complete. It's just getting ready to publish.
Wonderful. So, you know, we all have these experiences. What brought you to writing a book? Was it something that you always wanted to do? Did you have that deep-seated, oh, I think one day I'm going to be an author? Or somehow did the guidance come in and say, okay, now it's time to tell the story. It's important. So how did that come
Actually,
about for you?
Both of those things, yeah. I always enjoyed writing. I really have a passion for it, for expressing myself in words. And it was more of a recreational pursuit for years as an adult. And then as I started going through this spiritual learning curve, it was kind of guided. I just had this intuitive moment, like an epiphany, where I knew that I was going to write a book. And mm-hmm. Then I started kind of paying more attention to my journaling and writing short stories and things like that. And then I literally woke up in the middle of the night one night, and it was like, the time is now to write the book. So I started.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting how that works, because for me, it was interesting because I really never thought about writing. I was a singer and I sang for a living for a very, very long time. And I started going to spiritual workshops, and I won't even go into the details of why I started going to these workshops, but that's in my book and it's coming soon. And as I would go to these workshops, a stranger, an intuitive like yourself, right, would walk up to me and say, are you writing yet? And I'm like, you must have the wrong person. No. And then the next person, and it happened 3 or 4 times before I finally took it seriously and I started to pay attention to, it's a part of your blueprint. And so I want you to share to you what that is, blueprint. And they said, it's a part of your blueprint. You are supposed to write your story. And I'm like, okay, so when that story appears, I'll write it. And then before you knew it, the story started to unfold. And so it's interesting how that happens. So now, how many books do you have?
I have 3 books out now, Small Tales and Visits to Heaven, and then Small Tales and Visits to Heaven 2, and then a book of poetry has just been released, and the next book is called God's Call.
Wonderful. Okay, so your first 2, Small Tales and Visits to Heaven.
Yes.
Well, share a little bit. Why Heaven? What are they about?
Okay. They're books about human nature in the lights and darks of spirituality. They are written as literary fiction, or you could call them creative nonfiction, because they are inspired by real life. The first book is about a spiritual awakening. The main character goes through a period where her intuitive perceptual skills are becoming more enhanced or stronger. And again, there is some elements of humor and drama, because during this learning curve, she's not quite sure what she's reading at the time. She just knows that she's psychically becoming stronger, and she's meeting with spirit, and she's learning the difference between earthbound spirits and guides. So it kind of really reflected the life learning that I was going through. And it's written in a very candid style, kind of a naive approach, which also is kind of reflective of that period. The second book bumps it up a notch in terms of writing style, and it reflects the growth in the learning, where the character, the spiritual lessons are more about discernment, and she goes through an experience where she goes to heaven, which is true, and the difference, she's learning the difference between heavenly teachers and guides, and then I've used creative analogies to explain more the spiritual lessons. So it begins with her discoveries of past lives, and she's wondering if they're reflected in this one, and then halfway through there's a plot twist to depict the change in her learning, and the third book, again, will be much different. I was careful to write them so that they don't have to be read as a series. They can be read independently. And again, it was important to me that the books appeal to non-spiritualists as well, like people who just wanted a good story to read.
Okay.
Yeah, so in that way they could maybe come away from the book with learning something about faith or spiritualism.
Opening a window for them to expand.
Yes.
Without scaring them first saying it's spiritually based.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, you said a lot. So let me backtrack because I want to understand all of these different concepts then. Because you talked about earthbound guides, I do believe, right?
And earthbound spirits and spirit guides, yeah.
Okay, so tell me the difference between the two.
Okay, earthbound spirits are spirits who have died, but they haven't actually crossed over. The main thing with earthbound spirits is the only thing that they're lacking is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there are people that go through life that don't believe in heaven and they don't believe in God, so they're not, and not everybody is met right away. They need to have those kind of that belief in their mind to move forward before they're met.
Okay.
So
and so those
aren't
guides. Those are just
no.
Beings.
They're not guides.
Yeah.
Correct.
Those are just spirits that haven't crossed over yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. That's
yeah.
what. Okay. Earthbound. Maybe that's an older term for. Mm-hmm. But yes, they're spirits that haven't crossed over yet. And so I really do think that it's a higher purpose of a medium or a spiritualist or anyone that comes in contact with one of them to encourage that. To encourage that, like, heaven is there. Like, why are you here?
Exactly. You know, I actually have that gift, and it was the most profound experience. One morning when energy, a spirit, literally touched me on my left arm, and I opened my third eye, and there appeared a vortex, and this vortex moved up into a beautiful blue sky appeared. And I knew innately that, okay, I am connected and I can move this energy. Not that I want to do this and it doesn't ever have to happen again, but
right.
I guided that energy, that spirit into the vortex, and I watched as it went up into this vortex, and as it went up or ascended, the vortex disappeared, and behind it, and it moved up and up and up and up and up into this light. And then once the vortex was gone, this beautiful white light was there. And
yeah.
I was standing in this light. And let me tell you, the love, the peace, the stillness, wow, amazing.
Yes.
And I felt the energy of that space for the rest of the day. It was so
yes.
wonderful.
I know exactly what you speak of. I've had similar experiences, yes,
uh-huh.
where spirits have gone on to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it started with prayer for me. And I feel that that is always guided. That's always God's own coming through
yes.
to bring them up. And we are kind of facilitators of that process there.
Yeah, amazing,
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
And so now, spiritual guides, you know, share a little bit with what you discovered about spiritual
okay.
guides.
Okay, I think, first of all, for an awakening, what that means is become aware of ourselves as spirit.
Yes.
So in when knowing what guided living is part of that. We can't really become aware of ourselves as spirit unless it's guided. So it's more our cognitive awareness opening first. So,
okay.
People go through lives sometimes naturally guided. They, you know, guides, they're not embodiments of us or extensions of our minds. They are in the spirit world. They're at the same soul level, or they may be extensions of our own soul. And they come through to help through with particular spiritual lessons or life challenges, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they just come through in our thinking. It's natural.
It's okay, natural.
So, but to be awakened is to be aware of that.
And, you know, very interesting, because the first time I saw one of these guides, and I have many, as you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The very first time, I did a past life regression, and I saw a previous life, and that life, my current husband was my younger son. What a peaceful life that was, just a joyful, simple life. And I saw my death, and then I moved into the light. I actually walked up 7 beautiful marble stairs, and I walked up into this golden white light yet again. And as I'm standing at the top of the stairwell, the Akashic Hall appears to me. And, you know, of course you can imagine it, but it was amazing. It looked like a library. If anyone's been to New York and you've been to an old library in New York where everything is carved, big mahogany, wood, shelving, bookcases up to so high you can't see the tops of them, and the books probably 18 inches long by maybe 4 to 6 or 8 inches wide. I mean, thick, massive books just lined rows and rows and rows and rows and rows. And so the person who was facilitating this regression, he said, "Is there anyone in this room?" And I said, "Well, I don't see anyone, but I sense and feel that someone is there." He said, "Well, ask the name of one of your guides." And so I did. And it's so funny how this intuition and how all of this, when you begin the process of feeling, hearing, seeing all of this stuff that we're not so accustomed to, how we're like, "I must be making this up" type stuff, right? And so I heard a name, and it rhymes with Tinkerbell. I won't give you that guide's name, but I will tell you it rhymes with Tinkerbell. And when I heard the name, and I thought to myself, "Well, that's just absolutely too corny. I must be making it up. I'm not going to repeat this name." And so now I'm really making up names, and all sorts of different names are coming in, and it comes back to this name, and I said, "No, this is her name." And as I acknowledged her name, she appeared in front of me, this magnificent being of light. She encompassed strength, power, love, wisdom, every word, adjective that you could imagine that says perfection and love, she embodied. And interesting, because she had on a long white robe, but the robe was iridescent. It almost had glittery colors of lavender and like an aquamarine type colors, just very light, but they billowed in the fabric, and she was just magnificent. And as I said her name, again, the facilitator said he had never experienced this. A blue light appeared above my head. Now, he's awake, right? He's not in an altered state or anything. He said, "A blue light appeared above my head, just like Tinkerbell, and flickered around my head and moved behind me." And he had to get up and look because he was in shock that he saw this. And so, wow. Folks, it is so real.
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It's so real. And so that's, she, I would imagine, is an angelic guide. But share the different types of guides that we actually have in the spiritual, non-physical realms.
I think our soul resonates with different levels. Again, these go up to orders of heaven. So they're not necessarily a hierarchy.
Okay.
They're more of a continuum. I think guides are learning also.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning as we learn and as we go through our life. They impart what they have already learned more immediately to us. And I think from that stage, I went on to learning about this was after I had the experience of heaven, learning about the angels and different experiences work with angels and visions. It was like
so
after.
So tell me about the different angels, and then definitely describe heaven, because, you know, I know I have listeners who want to know what that looks like. So if you would, in your words, describe what you saw.
Okay, for heaven, it was like pure light.
Mm-hmm.
It's vast and enormous, and it is filled with peace and love, and it's overwhelming love, and where your whole mind and your whole spirit becomes completely still in the moment, and there's knowledge imbued in the light where it just kind of flows through, and you absorb it. What had happened, I had had two experiences with light before that. I went through an intensive period of prayer where I was praying every day for sometimes hours a day, and I had an experience with light where I saw light and could feel light when I was in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Then another time I had, again through meditative prayer, I had this experience where it was like a shower of like fiery light coming all around me and seeing a guide way above me in pure light, and he was like wearing armor, which is also an order of angels. And so those were very awe-inspiring, and I kept them very close to my heart, these experiences, and I just had this, I was just in love with light after that. Then I had this experience where I was, I was kind of relaxed in the afternoon, and I had this feeling of spirit with me, and then all of a sudden my sight opened, and I could see again this angelic, this angel again wearing armor, and he made a motion. He like pounded his fist and with one hand into the other, like, and then just kind of like was waving his hand, like calling me, kind of. And I just went really still, and I was just, again, awed in this presence. And then I started to relax, and I started to pray. And I prayed over and over for hours, and I could just feel this calm sense of being held. And it was like the light going, not just holding me, but going through me. Mm-hmm. And then then my vision opened, and I could see it was like a fight in the spirit world, lower. And then all of a sudden, this big a sword came down. And as soon as it came down, I felt like this great rush of being lifted way up, like soaring really quickly, being up, but it's still feeling like I was being held. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I could see, it was like I was watching myself from a distance, and I could see this layer of like a crust crumbling off of me. And then it was like, then I was there, but I was light. And I was, and there was just this moment of realization, we are all light inside. And then when that happened, I went up even faster. And then it was just like I'm home. I just had this overwhelming feeling that I'm home. And I was filled with light, and I was part of the light that was everywhere. And it was like I was just like floating there. And then I could see a man, a holy man, in robes, and he was standing outside of the kingdom, what looked like a kingdom. And it was, you could just see the very tops of these like ornate buildings going way back. It was beyond what mind or eye could possibly take in and see. It was enormous. And then it was like I was like the light magnetically pulled me to stand in front of him, and he made the sign of the cross over me, and the words came through, "Child, this is benediction. You've been saved." And then I was there for a little while longer, and again, just overwhelmed by this presence and the love that exuded from him.
Then, wow, that's beautiful.
I started slowly coming back. Like, it felt like I was just gently floating downward. Mm-hmm. And as I got closer to the earth, you could see spirit. There was other spirits around me, and some of them were almost like making faces, like mocking. And again, it was like the Holy Spirit just coming through saying, they'll know that you've been to heaven. So some of them are going to mock you now, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then it was like I was being sifted back into my body, kind of. It was like the light, like me as light, was settling back into my body. And then there was two angels on either side of me. And one of them put his hand onto my heart. And then I breathed. I just took in this deep, deep breath. I think I was breathing before then, but it was so low and drawn out. It was almost like not breathing at all, kind of. And then he did that. And then I was kind of awake, and I was kind of taking in the surroundings of my room and just going, oh my God.
Exactly.
Like,
what just happened?
I was overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God. And the first thing I thought of was, that was heaven. I have to tell people. I have to tell people, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's so many things going through your mind, and I was just filled with joy, and I was like, but I was crying. I was like filled with tears, and I looked at the clock. It was almost 3 days had gone by.
Oh wow!
That this had taken place, and mm-hmm. then I waited to write about it a little while, but like I'll remember it forever, and then. After that, it was like this gradual progression of learning through visions. I would feel the feeling coming over me, and it was like the light never left me entirely. And it was like my mind, it was like when God called, my mind would be opened, and then I could see in light. And it was so different than my clairvoyance before. Like, it wasn't just symbolic imagery or imagery in different gray tones, like different veils of the spirit world, or in different types of color. It was full visions that were telling me stories and mm-hmm. things. Like I had a vision of Christ on the cross, and the cross was laying on a bed of leaves, and it was absolutely beautiful and peaceful. And he wasn't suffering; he was peaceful. And then all of a sudden, King David, come out of him. Came, like, rose out of him, out of his form, in pure light, and so to me that meant it just enhanced my faith in another way, because I'd never imagined that I would ever have that kind of vision, and it was like showing me his holy lineage, and his bloodline and stuff like that. So it validated things about faith that way. And then I was. There was another time my sight, not my whole spirit, but my sight was being held up there, up in heaven. And I was looking just slightly down at this group of angels. And the first thing I noticed, it was breathtaking, was their wings, like how big and large their wings were. And they went over their heads. And, again, how peaceful it was, and how the light moved, and like every subtle movement they made was like these little billows of light, kind of. It was like they were made of light and part of it there. And then I was brought, like, so I was closer, and I was standing beside this angel, and I looked at her, and it just in complete adoration.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. What do you think was your defining moment in all of this?
I'd say light, the awareness of light,
mm-hmm.
At first would be, was that first time when I was meditating and I was like, whoa, that's a bit of light and it's going through me, kind of thing.
Well, you know, and light truly is source energy. I mean, light is God, light, love.
Yes.
These are all
yes.
words to describe God. And so really it's amazing when you can be in the flow. And I call it being in the flow, because that's what I feel when I'm in the flow of source, when I'm doing energy work or something happens. I can literally feel the light energy flowing into me. Like
yes.
someone just turned
yeah.
on a faucet.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. The flow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it is a beautiful white light. It's absolutely amazing. So Lisa, now, you know, everyone has their idea of ascension. And so I want to ask you, because, you know, we shared that earlier, what do you refer to as ascension?
For me, ascension was the lift to heaven. It was in spirit being brought up to heaven.
Okay.
Now, also, however, okay, again, after that, it was like the light never left me fully, so my mind was open above. Mm-hmm. But there's also such thing as ascended states of mind. So where our focus, or again, our mind is upward, is held upward. So it's open to that level of light instead of open to, say, channels around us, okay? So, I mean, to some people, an ascended state can be simply knowing inspiration, or for some it's a meditative trance, you know, but mm-hmm. for me it was heaven. It was
Well, you know, and I'll agree with you, because ascension to me, you know, we have us at the physical, and then we have our soul level and our higher self, and these levels of our existence to God. And ascension truly means to be open, like you were the clear vessel, so that you can be in the light. So it's doing the work, and and you did the work through prayer, right? So
yes.
People can clear, because I do energy work, and I clear blocks, and I clear things. And so it is clearing the path. It's clearing a tunnel up to source, so that
yes.
you are in the flow of God, so that
yes.
God's energy, God's light is pouring into you. And so we're really saying the same thing. I describe it my way, you describe it yours, but it's exactly the
yes.
same thing. It's being in the flow of God is ascension.
Yes.
And it's here, right where we are, folks. You know, I even watched my light body descend into me. That was an amazing experience. But it's
yes.
about doing the spiritual work so that you are a vibrational match to be in the light.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I absolutely agree with you. Like when I refer to heaven, I mean God's light. I mean God's
yes.
home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's just amazing. It's so amazing that we can experience those things right here in this physical and have the knowing. It's just so beautiful. What's the importance of awakening spiritually in our present day and age? And I think we're going into that right now, because we are divine beings having this physical experience, and we need to connect back into who we truly are, is what I say, and so much
yes.
more. But what do you think about that?
I think that, like, so many people seem to be talking about awakening and sharing their experiences now, like within spiritual groups and social networks and things like that. And to me, that's amazing. I was very alone in my experience. I live as a kind of a private person in a very simple life.
Mm-hmm.
Like any self-study I'd done through books and things like that were years ago. And I, you know, basically, you know, set aside everything I learned once this real work started happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I've just been getting into an online presence like the last year and a half. So I'm hearing more and more stories and stuff about awakening. And I was really quite amazed about the variety and the diverse and very rich experiences that people are having. But it seems to be more and more people, and there seems to be different ideas of what a spiritual awakening is. Also, some people, it means a higher realization of what inspires them. Some people find religion. For some, it means understanding spiritual principles. For some, it means just contact with spirit or a realization of the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also mean a complete overhaul of somebody's life or a change in their thinking. Again, I really do think it's awareness of ourself as spirit, and then it go from there on. It's more personalized, of course. But with the numbers of people, I think that's another reason I wanted to write these books, is because I wanted to at least share some of my experience. Because if it helped one person, you know, understand what they were going through,
absolutely.
Or anything in there helped them, then I did a good thing. By doing that. So that, and there's even a part in the Bible, now I can't quote the verse, but there is a part in the Bible that I read that there says there's going to be a time when more people begin to see and begin to hear. And, you know, as populations are growing and more people are experiencing awakenings, they really should know what's going on. So they're not confused or try to box themselves
absolutely.
Into, you know, different things. So I don't think it should be a goal to a spiritual journey or progress. I think it should be a natural process.
Progression.
But definitely
well,
with this many people.
And,
yeah.
And you know why? Because you see, awakening really isn't an ego thing. It's a spiritual thing. And so your higher self, right, has
yes.
to guide you. So you're going to have your awakening when it's the right and perfect time for you. And
right.
we are in the times we've been waiting for. I mean, this is the time that they've talked about in the Bible. This is moving into the golden age. And that's really why so many people are having these experiences, because this is why there's so many people on earth. This is the time. However, yes, it's still about listening to that still small voice within. And if you're not connecting to that still small voice, so then it's time to do the prayer. It's time to do the spiritual work. It's time to go for those long walks and connect into nature. What helps you to awaken the process within you so that you can connect into your higher self? Now, I know you're clairvoyant. You say that you don't intentionally read someone, but things will come to you. So
yes,
explain how that works.
it really depends. Usually it's somebody that I feel really good about, or I've had some contact with. And I might even, like, for you example, you know, I said a prayer after I met you because I was wanted to be thankful for the connection. And it just kind of flowed through. And that happens at different times, different people that I've contacted. And it's usually comes when I'm in a relaxed state of mind, or I'm in meditation, or when I'm doing prayers. And it'll come through in, again, in vision. The visions that there's, I make a discrepancy between, you know, clairvoyant imagery and visions for me. And really, it just flows through. Or sometimes it might be something that somebody really needs to know, but I don't like do readings professionally or things like that. But of course, if I read something about somebody, I will let them know. Right? This is a vision I had about you. Or this is something that you need to know.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful gift.
Or might just ask them for validation.
So what do you think is the best aspect of having that gift?
A discernment. And knowing the difference between the levels of the spirit world, being able to read, see other people's guides, and again, the light, having a full story come through kind of in light. I'm just so grateful for my gift. I just think it's fascinating.
Yes,
to be able
I would agree.
To see that.
So,
yes, yeah.
Now,
and,
earlier
and of course,
you talked about, I want to make sure I get this right, different levels of angels. Did I understand that correctly? Please, we have to go into that.
Okay. A lot of this I go into greater detail in my next book. But basically, again, angelic orders are, they're higher. They come, like, there's the kingdom of heaven is at the very top. And then there's levels going upwards toward that, okay, that our soul resonates on or that our spirit evolves through. Mm-hmm. And people think that when they cross over, they go automatically to the kingdom, but not always. They do soul work. It's all heaven. It's all part of God's light. It's all heaven, but there are higher orders you can go to. So the
Let me just stop you right there because what Lisa is saying, we sojourn. So say, for an example, in this lifetime, you were supposed to learn the lesson of love. And you died you transitioned because you didn't die. Your physical body's gone, but you at the energetic level, which is your emotional, mental body, and your spiritual body are still you, your personality, all of that stuff is still intact. You then are in the non-physical, and you will actually sojourn, meaning you'll go to school to continue that lesson at one of these levels of the heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So again, it works in a continuum with our soul's purpose or what we're learning about, as you just nicely described. So sometimes they're depicted as stairways, but they're not always necessarily in a straight line. They are formed by a continuum and adherence to the principles at that level. Mm-hmm. So the movement upward is not the same for every person. It's individual. And again, it depends on their soul's evolvement. There's also, you know, there's levels below and there's ones surrounding Earth. So therefore, like, for example, the way I keep it simple to understand is the first two levels, I guess you could even say, are mind focused here on the living and outward to the spiritual realms that are more immediately accessible or that are closer to us. And then through ascended states, you know, we move upward. Then at other levels, our mind is kind of in the ebb and flow with the spirit world. Mm-hmm. And then higher levels is where we're meeting with guides. And then even higher still would be heavenly attributes or angelic orders. I have seen angels, the thrones, they're called, where they have They have like the body of a human. Their wings are fuller and shorter, go just maybe above their head. And then I've seen the angels. There's the dominions who hold order, the order of heaven. So different regions of heaven, and their wings are fuller and taller over their head. And then there's of course the archangels. There's angels also with that they wear armor. They're not winged.
And clarify too, because there are angels that don't have wings.
Yes, and it has to do with their purpose. Just what some are protective angels, some are guardian angels. Some, you know, there are healing angels. There are some that do God's call. They carry messages back and forth amongst the angelic orders directly to God. They're like the seraphim, and they have four wings. I've seen them with golden light on them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
so, beautiful.
Yes, it's so
many levels. Many levels. Yes. Now, are you familiar then with the councils? Like there's the Council of 12 and the Council of 9.
Yes.
Are you familiar with those?
Yes, the Council of 12. Yes, I haven't finished learning fully about that. But yes, I have had a vision of that where they look like they come as elders.
Okay. I have to share with you because in one of my experiences, in the wee hour of the morning, and everyone who's new to me on BBS, you'll get to know I'm always sharing my stories. So in the wee hours of the morning, I'm touched on my arm, and I just said, yes. And before I knew it, Lisa, I was standing in front of the Council of 12.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
And what transpired? Like, do you remember?
Whew.
It was a lot of personal things probably for you, right?
I'm about to tear up because it was just,
yes.
First of all, amazing. And what I mean, I was standing there and I'm like, where am I? And I was in this beautiful golden white. I mean, just everything was light. And this long table appeared and it was from end to end. Well, this table appeared and it looked probably 12 feet long, maybe longer. And it was shiny, sort of like marble or crystal or something. And then all of a sudden they appeared and there was one on either end. And then the rest were all facing, the back, sitting along the back of it so that they were all facing me. And I was standing there in front of them. They were all in white gowns or robes or whatever you want to call them.
In heaven, yes, the holy they only show their face and their hands. The rest is robed.
And when I looked down, yeah. I was wearing the same robe.
Yes, yep. Because you can't be in the same presence with them unless, yes, likewise. Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were approving and looking at my actions. And, you know, This is not about me, so I won't even go into detail, but I will at another time about the specific soul purpose and the reason why I'm here, to bring people into the light. And literally it was approval and love and yes, I'm ready type stuff.
Exactly. They're showing you that they're governing all facets of your life and
yes.
that they're going to elevate your learning and elevate your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Amazing. So that's one of the many, many experiences that I have, that I've had and continue to have. Everything from Jesus coming in to visit me to all sorts of amazing experiences. But yes, I've been to the Council of 12 twice. So fascinating.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so they're a part of that hierarchy.
There are spirits in heaven that have never walked the earth. They have never been incarnated here.
Mm-hmm.
They're like ascended masters. When when you see them, they're bringing you to them. They are calling you. You can't really bring that on, kind of thing, right?
You can't summon them.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, and I mean, that's ultimate, you know, wisdom. And that, like, they know every bit of your purpose. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, love. And
yeah.
It was just so peaceful because the touch was just so peaceful. And I just opened my eyes and said, yes. And then before I knew it, I was gone and I was there. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
There, you know, again, to the listeners, you have no idea how much we are loved. We are all so loved and so special. And regardless of what you're experiencing right now, if things aren't going well and you think that, you know, woe is you, trust me. You are loved and you are more than you can imagine. And you have to really start to believe and hold on to that.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
So...
And that's one thing also, I think as spiritualists, if we can get that across, to people who don't have the gift to see,
mm-hmm.
or their awareness is not awakened. If all they need to do is really trust that.
Absolutely.
That's there. That mm-hmm. the light is there, that that there are spirits there governing us, and God is there for everyone. Yeah.
And we're not alone.
Yes.
are not alone. Trust
Absolutely,
me on that.
Yeah.
From all sorts of guides to ETs, folks, because I've seen them all. We are so not alone. And I've seen different colored ones. I've seen blue. I've seen, yeah. But it's all good. And so... what is your message? You know, if we had our 7-second elevator pitch, what is your message? You have these books. What's the clear message that Lisa wants everyone to know?
That faith matters. That, as we've just said, trusting in God, that whatever a person's background or their culture, just know that faith, that God, have faith that God is there, mm-hmm. Matters on any spiritual path. Spirituality and religion are and can be the same thing. One mm-hmm. is personal output, one is input, one is output, and that's the beauty of it. What is input or output is personal. You can't be truly religious without being spiritual, and you can't be truly spiritual without some set of beliefs, whether they're personal or come from a more structured ways. So, if we can just trust in faith that we are all made of light, and that the light is connects us to heaven always, which is
always,
God.
Always, and yeah. Whatever you want to call God, you know, some say universal source, energy source, whatever the name. Trust me, the creator, source, energy, God, it is the one God. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can all have different religions and different ways of traveling the road to get to God, but trust me, it's the one God we're going to, and it's very interesting. You know, one religion, it's all in the same house, just different rooms in that house.
Yeah.
And that's the key to remembering this, that we're all in the same house, folks, but I might be in a room that looks a little different than your room, but, you know, we're under one roof, and that's
right.
God. And so that's something to remember. So what do your plans look like for the future? You have this new book coming out. I do believe it's on poetry, right?
The poetry book was just released, yes,
okay.
in July.
Okay.
So promoting that somewhat. And hopefully I will be doing some public speaking in the future. I'd like to be doing some speaking about my spiritual learning
mm-hmm.
and teaching in that way. And, I have many books planned to write.
So yeah. You know what? Let's give the names of your books. Let's give where they can purchase them.
Okay.
Your website and all those things. So go ahead.
Okay. Small Tales and Visits to Heaven.
Okay.
Then Small Tales and Visits to Heaven 2. And then the third book is Dialogue with a Muse. These are available on 14 different websites internationally. They're in the UK, Australia, the United States, Canada, Croatia, India.
But they're on Amazon for sure, right?
You can get them on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, okay. Publish America, which is my publisher. Mm-hmm. You can order direct from them, Books a Million. And the other sites are listed also on my website, which is www.lacachapelle.webstarts.com.
And for anyone who didn't get that, Lisa's information is posted on BBS Radio, so you'll see that.
Thank you. Yes, it's on your website, and or you can Google my name, L.A. LaChapelle, or Small Tales and Visits to Heaven.
And, of course, find you on Facebook, right? Hello. We're all on Facebook.
Yes, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all those wonderful
social friend her today and find out about the different levels of learning. It's so amazing. So you see, what's so interesting, this is truly just a learning school. You know, and I've had some amazing experiences in the non-physical to show me that class was over. It was time to take the tools and to use them. And it was wonderful how they showed me that. I found myself in a garage, and there were all a wall of cubicles, and they were all empty. And then there was this pile in the center of the garage of all these tools in new boxes, right? All these tools. So I'm like, okay. So I started picking up the boxes, opening up, taking the tools, and putting them in all these cubicles. And when I was all finished, it went blank. I was back in my safe place, and I was talking to that very first guide that came in. And I'm like, okay, what was that? And he says, you have all the tools now. Now it's time for you to do your work. I'm like, oh, gotcha.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's amazing how the guidance comes forth. And so, you know, you mentioned a journal earlier. It's so important that we begin to journal. Our dreams are so very important, and understanding the different levels of dreams, you know, lucid dreams. And again, my book's going to explain lucid dreams and all the different types of dreams that you have and how important it is to pay attention. I even give you a little training to teach you how to experience lucid dreaming, because it's really important that we understand how to do these things. Because that's when we can go into altered states of reality and all sorts of things then begin to happen to us. And so, yeah, it's just wonderful.
Yes, it's great.
I think, let's see, do you have anything else you'd like to share with everyone today?
I have a poem I could read.
Yay!
That comes from my most recent book that I think you would like. The cornerstone on the horizon is pools deep within our soul, sometimes waiting, oftentimes floating in the center of our moat. Limbs given to anchor and conscious swim, know the betterment of him. To be reason centering is hope. The cornerstone is faith in the horizon for pools that join in mind, standing up on tiptoes or hoisted to sublime. Raised arm in accordance, let floral boughs reach our home. Sunlit corners fill me now, highest kingdom is the brow. Life ever changing as the garden grows. I know now a higher love is forever in light flows.
How beautiful and so true. Wow. And as we expand, wow, feel the love and the connection. We are all so truly connected in. Very nice.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah. Very nice. I do believe we are just about out of time.
Okay.
So once again, I want everyone to know your website, www.lachapelle.webstarts.com.
Yes.
All righty.
Okay, and thank you again, Edwidge, for allowing me this chance to share a part of my journey with people. I really appreciate it.
That's what it's all about. As light holders, light holders are the ones who've had these experiences, right? We've been doing this now for a few years, I might say, so that we could help those coming forth now beginning to have the experiences so that they feel that they're not crazy. My book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And so it's important that we get out there and we help each other to share our stories, because what we've experienced through our lessons, we can help someone perhaps bypass the chaos. Like mine was a chaos into harmony experience where a car accident happened because I was a vibrational match to it at the time. And that caused me to reawaken and to have all of this starting again. And so it's so important that we share our messages of love, that we share our experiences, so that through my experience and through the universal law of wisdom, you can perhaps bypass the chaos into harmony moment and just have the harmony. you know?
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful to find like-minded people like yourself that I can bring on every week and really impart these pearls of wisdom, because I know so many people are listening and they're not having these experiences yet, and we can share with them how important it is for prayer, how important it is to meditate,
yes,
how important it is to intend, right, and to have gratitude and to truly, truly have a desire to awaken and to be of service to the light of God.
Yes.
And
yes,
so that's why it's so important that we share this message and that I have this platform to bring on people like yourself. So it's I who thank you for being willing to come on and to tell your story.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice, really.
Thank you.
And thanks to BBS Radio.
Yes, thank you. All righty, Lisa, it's time for me to close up, so I want to thank
okay.
you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
And a wonderful evening to you.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. So everyone, thank you so much. This has been my debut on BBS Radio. I want to thank BBS Radio for being so wonderful. Until next time, again, visit me on affirmationsforliving.net. Find me. I actually have a smartphone app. So if you have a smartphone, download my app. It's called Awakened, Awakened. And you can follow me, find out what's going on. And till next time, be blessed, be safe, and have your own awakening. Take care. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.